Forested mountains encircle the green pastoral Saalfelden Basin in Austria's Salzburg province. Clinging to a cliff face hundreds of meters above the valley floor is a tiny white chapel with a spire and a small bell, a postcard picture if ever there was one. Above this, a cave which runs back into the cliff conceals an effigy of St. George, a revered site of Christian pilgrimage for 500 years. This is the Hermitage of Saalfelden, and until this week there'd been a vacancy for hermit in residence. The good burghers of the town sent out a call for a suitably qualified hermit to take up the calling, climb the slippery, narrow path to their centuries-old home, and begin hermiting. More than 50 wannabe hermits sought the job, and after vetting applicants for hermit-like qualities, such as spirituality, good listening skills, and facial hair, they bestowed the blessing of a life of solitude on Stan van Oytrecht. "I didn't think I stood a chance," said Stan, when news reached him in the far-off flatlands of Belgium. And he's right to wonder at his selection, because at first glance his CV seems light on hermiting experience and qualifications. He doesn't have a background of living like a Spartan, of being cloaked, cowled, and bent in prayer behind the thick walls of a monastery. Instead, he's served in the army, surveyed electricity lines, got married, divorced, bought an unusual car, and developed a pipe-smoking habit. He looks like your granddad, able to spin a good story with a twinkle in his eye. But the interview panel saw more than a pipe-smoking, retired Belgian artillery officer who drives a communist-built Trabant motor car. "His personality appealed to us," said the mayor. "He's calm, he's well-grounded, he speaks German, he's known poverty. More importantly, he became a deacon in the Catholic Church, worked with the poor, the drug addicted, and the mentally ill. For more than a decade, he worked as a volunteer paramedic. And perhaps most important of all, says he's not judgmental and will listen to people who climb the hermitage path, bringing problems to him from the outside world. For while a hermit's life suggests isolation, the shunning of the outside world, even rejection of society, that's not going to be the lot of the hermit of Saalfelden. Stan's immediate predecessor, Thomas Fiegelmuller, a priest, says he's enjoyed the conversations with pilgrims to his lofty perch on this Salzburg mountainside. And one of the job's requirements is that the hermit in residence engage with believers, or even non-believing DW listeners to this postcard who seek fresh air, stunning scenery, and to refill their water bags at the well. Stan thinks these incursions into his solitude will be a small price to pay. And that's about all he'll have to pay. No heating bills, because there's no heating, and certainly no commuting costs. "It's the place for me," says Stan, the hermit of Saalfelden.